Gedola Torah Yoser min HaKahuna u'min HaMalchus. Torah is greater than the Kahuna and the kingdom, the kingship. Shehamalchus niknes b'shloshim malos. The crown is acquired with 30 ma'alot. And the Kahuna with 24. The HaTorah is niknes b'arbo'im u'shmona dvarim, with 48 things. V'eluhen, and we're about to enumerate the 48 Kinyanei Torah. So first of all, just to understand the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mefarshim here already point out that they note that the Mishnah changes from the word ma'alos to dvarim. And that's because the nature of them are very different. The 30 ma'alos of Malchus are the 30 rights that you have as a king. And the Pesukim outline all different types of things. You can take their sons for battle, horses, fields. There are 30 things that you are entitled to if you're a king. And if you're a Kohen, there are 24 things that you're entitled to. Those are the Esrim V'Arba, what do we refer to them as? Come on, someone help me out here. The Matnos Kahuna, the 24 Matnos Kahuna. So, sorry, hold on one second. Guys, can you just lower it a little bit? Okay, sorry about that. We had some Yishai Rebo blasting in the background. Okay. But Torah is acquired with 48 things, meaning these are not things that you're entitled to. These are things that you need in order to acquire Torah. So let's go through them. And there are many different opinions about these things. You know, people give shurim, 48 shurim on the 48 Kinyanei Torah. But we're going to go through them quickly. Okay, number one, Talmud. Maybe we'll do half of them today and half of them tomorrow. Talmud. So what does that mean, Talmud? So the Yachin, we're going to basically go with the Yachin, the Tiferes Yisrael. He says that you need someone to learn from. You need to be a Talmud. Even though here it's Talmud, but it means you have to be in the position of being a Talmud. You have to learn from somebody. You need a Rebbe. You can't just figure out everything on your own. Number two, Shmias Ozen. You have to be able to sit and listen. Sometimes you talk to people and they're just so excited to talk. They don't stop talking for a second. They don't want you to get a word out. You're never going to become a get Torah if you can't sit and listen. Number three, Arichas Sfasayim. So, which means that you have to review things until they're shugger befib. You have to have the patience to be able to sit and review something until you know it really well, until you understand it, okay? We're going to be doing the sugya today about the Tumas Yoledes. So you got to just go over it a few times until you understand that there's 14 days, and then there's 66 days, and that's from a los. And then there's a chi of carbon. You have to just know that. And the only way you're going to know it is just go through it enough times until it's shugger b'fiv. Number four, bina salev. Bina always means to think and to try to internalize and to process things. So bina salev means that you have to be able to, you have to sit and contemplate things and truly to really understand what's going on, not just to spit it back, but to be able to really understand it. Again, this is if you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be willing to do that. Okay, number five, Sichlus Halev. So here he explains that means Hahistaklus Bitsod Bisod Hatsafun B'chukas HaTorah. You have to be deep, meaning not just understanding it well, but you have to try to understand the depths of what's going on, meaning what's behind, what's between the lines, what's behind the what's revealed. Ema, number six. Ema and Yira. So Ema means that you have to have respectful awe of your Rebbe. Yira means you have to have Yira Shamayim. Anava, what does Anava mean? You have to be humble. What does it mean to be humble? I'll share with you a very quick idea from this week's parsha. It says in this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. So the Nitziv says that Anav Mikol Adam doesn't mean that he didn't recognize his own abilities. People like to quote this, and I don't know if you ever had a source for it, so I'm giving you a source. It's a Nitziv in Hamik Sheila in this week's Parsha. The Netziv says that being an Anav doesn't mean that you have a low self-esteem. Being an Anav also doesn't mean that you don't recognize your own abilities. He then says that what it means to be an Anav is that you do what you do and you don't worry about how it's going to impact your kavod. You don't worry about how it's going to impact your popularity or how people look at you. You do what you need to do. You do what's right. That's what it means to be an Anav. You're not worried about your kavod. Okay, each person can have their own interpretation of Anava. But what Anava is not, he says, and he notes that the Mesillas Yesharim seems to disagree with this. But he brings a raya. He says that a great raya is that we say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Anav. We say, B'chol makom shem motza gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shama atam motza anvasanuso. Chazal tells us that one of the traits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's an Anav. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have low self-esteem or not know his own abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows his own abilities. So being an Anav, part of being an Anav means you know, you recognize your own abilities. This is the next Kinyan Torah. You have to be an Anav. In the Tiferes Yisrael, he says Neged Hashem, which means that you recognize the distance between you and Hashem. You never forget. You know, a lot of times people who are Bali Gaiva, it's because they think they're invincible. They think that, not that they think they're God's gift to the world, they think that they're a god almost. They don't recognize their own mortality. That's the ultimate gaiva. Next, simcha. How can you learn and be successful in Torah if you're not enjoying and if you're not besimcha? Betahara. You have to be pure. You can't be holding on to inappropriate things in one hand and in the other hand a Torah. You need to be pure. Shimush chachamim. Which means you have to hang out with chachamim. Doesn't necessarily mean to serve them. Shimush chachamim means you spend time with talmidei chachamim. You learn a lot just from watching how talmidei chachamim do things. And shimush talmidei chachamim means to talk in them and learning, right? The famous Gemara, it says, Kedola shimusha yoser milimuda. So it means to talk and learning with them as well. But it also means just to be in the presence of talmidei chachamim. Diktuk chaveirim. Means to discuss the learning and to hear how your talmidim, how your chaverim, how they say over the shir that they heard. Hearing other people's opinions and being interested in other people's opinions. Because a lot of times it helps you sharpen your own interpretation. I have to tell you, so many times during Seder, when I discuss with you guys the sugya, it helps me clarify the sugya much more. I'm usually clear in the sugya after having spent the morning Seder discussing it with guys than before I came into the Seder. Because when you hear how other people say things, it helps sharpen it in your head. Pilpul al tamidim. This is by having people ask questions. This is probably more appropriate to what I was just speaking about a second ago. Diktu chaver means letting your chavrusa talk and hearing what your chavrusa has to say and not just shooting him down. And pilpul tamidim means letting people ask questions, not always being, you know, as a Rebbe, it's easy to just take over and to say, let me tell you what this sugya means. No, hear out. How did he interpret the source? What are his questions? Next, yishuv. What does yishuv mean? It means yishuv adas. You can't succeed in learning, and you can't become a talmid chacham if you have no yishuv adas, which means you're always bouncing out of your chair, and you're always worrying about other things. When you're learning, you're learning. There's nothing else going on in the world when you're learning. You'll see when you're older, especially, guys usually the first time they really start confronting this is when they start dating. And they can't focus on their learning because they're thinking, oh, did I like the girl? Did I not like the girl? Do I want to go out on another date? What am I going to do for the next date? You can't become a Talmid Chacham if you have no Yishuv Adas. You know, if it's one thing in life, you're going through a certain hard tkufa, say dating can be very hard for a person. So therefore they're struggling with it and it's on their mind a lot. Okay. But if it starts out with when you're in yeshiva, you're always worried about where am I going for Shabbos? And when you're a little older, then you're worrying about your dates. And then when you're older, you're worrying about parnasa. You're worrying about this, worrying about that. And you can, it's important to worry about things. And it's important to be responsible and to treat things seriously. But it's also important to know how to put them out of your head when you need to focus on something. That's called yishuv hadas. He brings another interpretation here, which is that yishuv means that you have to have a general basic secular knowledge. You have to know how the world works. You have to be able to, you know, you have to have basic mathematics skills, writing skills. You have to know what's going on in the world. That's also necessary. He says that's, first of all, if you're going to be a real Talmid Chacham, part of that means, as we know from Pirkei Avos, it means being Mu'uravim Abrios. And if you have no knowledge of what's going on in the outside world, you can't be Mu'uravim Abrios. Mikra, Mishnah, you have to be a Baki in Tanakh. You have to know Mishnayis. Here's a really fascinating one. Miyot Schora and Miyot Schora, Miyot Derech Eretz. So Miyot Schora here, depends how you want to interpret this. The Yachin says Miyot Schora means you have to be willing to limit your business dealings. Now obviously everyone needs to provide a parnasa. Let's say you're already making a good parnasa. Now another deal comes, another deal comes, another deal comes. You're already doing fine. So you take the extra job, you take the extra parnasa, do you push for more? Or do you say, you know what, I'll be b'mayit, I have enough. Miut derech eretz. So miut derech eretz doesn't mean, midos. But miut derech eretz also means how much you interact with the outside world. Miut tanug, luxuries. Miut shena, sleep. Right, the Yachin says here that when a person sleeps, a tremendous amount, so it's a tremendous waste of time. It actually tires you out. It makes you lazy. It weakens your head. You have to, because also obviously sleeping too little is also very damaging. He quotes here that they say on the Rambam that the Rambam slept 8 hours. Now I'm not sure exactly where he got that from. The Rambam says a person should sleep 8 hours. I'm not so sure the Rambam himself slept 8 hours. He brings a little smach from it. But I'll maybe share with you at this point, the Gra, I think, learns this differently. He doesn't say, but it works very nicely with what we just quoted from the Yachin. He doesn't say miyot shena means to limit sleep. He says miyot shena means you need a little bit of sleep. Miyot shena, you need some sleep. If you don't sleep enough, you won't be successful. So some of these miyut schora, you can read them either way. Either it means to limit, or it means you need some of it. Now in the Yachin, he says that Derech Eretz here refers to tashmish hamita, between a husband and wife. And that also, miyut, too much, to live a life of of overindulgence in this area is not a recipe for becoming a Talmud Chacham. But miyut, and again, we'll take the gra. That miyut could also be important. It could be vital. Miyut shena, miyut sicha, which is an interesting one, need to be a little bit social. We're not going to get into now, when you have your chavrusa, so to have a conversation once in a while, to not have a conversation in a while, and obviously each person where they're holding it. But the idea that a person should be a normal human being and has a conversation, a little bit of talk, a little bit of sicha, the Yachin quotes a milsa de biduchusa, and Mar says to start off the shir with a joke. It's always valuable. That always, it helps prep people to be able to learn well. Miut schok, a little bit of laughter is healthy. It's good to laugh a little bit. It's good to be serious, but not too serious. It's important to have a little bit of laughter in your life as well. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for today, and Amir Tashem, tomorrow we'll pick up and finish the rest of the, I don't know if we got to 24, but we'll stop here for today and pick up from the rest of the